So if we hold to the truth that the sense of self that we put so much value on is really just an appearance, then we will see that
an inferiority complex can only exist where there's a belief in a self as being something autonomously existent or extant, as opposed to an appearance that's given by the Lord to what is finite. So in that sense, you know, it just shows you how locked in we are into the idea that our self is something important, the proprium works continually to shore up the idea that the self is something. Of course, if it is what the proprium says it is, then it makes itself equal with God. You know, it has life in itself. I mean, you know, this is the only way that a independent self can exist, is if it has life in itself. And we know that that's just not true. So all the things that fall out of the self-esteem movement is based on the idea that the self is actually something real, as opposed to an appearance, which is real for the finite level of life and can't be done away with. And this is the critical thing within that is offered through the heavenly doctrine, which basically counters the issue of West and East in terms of their formulations of the relationship between the divine and human beings, if you like. So when you swing to the East, we become the self. There is no distinction, that we merge with the divine. We are divine. We just don't realize it. So that's sort of where Eastern philosophical and theological emphasis tends toward. In the West, we become gods unto ourselves, in the sense that the small self is really an independent being. So those are the two poles. And what the heavenly doctrine brings in is the concept of as of self. And that's the thing that stops falling into either of those two extremes. But being in the West, of course, we are heavily indoctrinated in the sense that our self is something real
in an absolute sense. The as of self principle acknowledges that the Lord is the only one who has life in himself, and that all others receive their life from him in a way that it always feels as if it were their own, or that they were the source of their own life. So it's not a case of putting oneself below someone who's in Goods and Truths are in a heavenly proprium, which is the Lord, ultimately. So there would be no thought of having to put oneself below, because there is no self to put below. You're in the living truth of the idea that the Lord is the only self. So the whole attitude toward another is one of service to divine ends, of course. So the thought that I had as an interim measure at this level of life, perhaps, is working to see the Lord in others. And this has to do with this idea, again, of removing the personal elements and looking for what is good and true in others, and supporting that is to place oneself in a position of supporting what is more genuinely spiritual